Hey y'all, it's Julie Cully with Murders in History in Wichita Falls. I'm really late this month, but I have some news. I am writing a cookbook. Yeah, it's kind of weird, huh? And it's called Ridiculously Easy Recipes. And they really are. I've been testing all of them before I finished the book to make sure they are good. I've had to take one or two out of the book because they didn't turn out right or didn't turn out good. And if I can't do it, it's just impossible. So I'm adding a few more in, and I should be through by the end of next week and go to the publishers probably next weekend or following Monday. And then it'll be available in Wichita Falls at Pickers Universe at 10th and Indiana, Emily's Shop at East Scott and Jacksboro Highway at 301 East Scott, and then, of course, on Amazon. So, y'all can check into that if you want to, if you need some really easy recipes for when you get home from work. Okay. This time, my story is from How Did They Die? Murdered in the Line of Duty in Texas. And it's all about police officers. And it's Walter Tommy Collins. Wichita Falls police officers William Steve Pruitt and Don Gossett were dispatched to a call on the morning of July the 25th, 1989, to 205 East Wichita Street in the Ben Donnell Housing Authority. Construction workers were working in the area near a mobile home when a man came out of the home and pointed a rifle at them and told them to be quiet. Construction workers Daryl Lucas and R.J. Logan said that Lucas told the man to shut up and asked him if he had a problem. He fired several shots towards the workers. Some of the other workers called the police, and when the officers arrived, the man had gone back into the house, and the officers told the workers that they couldn't do anything. So, the workers went back to work, making noise again, as the two officers hid and watched. Several minutes later, the man came back out of his home with his rifle. Officer Pruitt had come out of hiding and was within 50 yards of the man. He raised his rifle towards the officer. Pruitt yelled at him to put his gun down, and he refused. The officer then pulled his gun out of his holster, and he told him again to put his gun down. The man raised his gun and shot the officer in the shoulder. Pruitt fell to the ground. He then threw himself into some bushes where the suspect couldn't see him and told the construction workers to get back. Officer Gossett arrived, and the suspect fell to the ground in a prone position and began firing at him. According to construction worker Daryl Lucas, it sounded like an Old West shootout. Gossett returned fire and managed to shoot the suspect in the arm. The suspect disappeared by a building that was behind him. Gossett then called for help and for an ambulance for Officer Pruitt. Once he helped get Pruitt safely into the ambulance, he returned to the area and took his position in a place where he could see all of the buildings in the area where the suspect was last seen. Suspect came out from around the building with a rifle in his hand. Lieutenant Tommy Collins responded to the call for help, drove his patrol car up the driveway in front of the buildings. Officer Gossett had not had a chance to radio Collins to tell him that the suspect was holding a rifle. Collins got out of his car, and the suspect aimed his rifle at him and shot him in his upper right arm. Gossett got to Collins and helped him to take cover behind a yellow van. Gossett slowly looked around the van to try to determine the suspect's location. He couldn't see him. Crouched down on the other side of the van, looking under it. Suddenly, Gossett heard another rifle shot, and he felt a burning in his lower leg. He pulled up his pants leg and saw a stream of blood coming from a large bump on his leg. He had been shot. Officer Gossett and Lieutenant Collins were transported to the hospital. An all-out search began for the suspect. The Wichita Falls Police Department, Wichita County Sheriff's Office, and the Texas Department of Public Safety all aided in the search of the suspect. According to the suspect, he ran to the Wichita River, stuck his gun in some mud, and jumped the river. He floated down the river until he came to a sandbar. He was found by a DPS helicopter and arrested 6 hours later. He was identified as Daniel Martin Fowler. Fowler was taken to the hospital to be treated for his gunshot wound. Upstairs in the same hospital, Lieutenant Tommy Collins was in surgery for his gunshot wound to his arm. When he arrived in the emergency room, he was in shock. He had an irregular heartbeat and had lost a large amount of blood. Dozens of police officers paced in the waiting room, anxious to hear that Collins was out of surgery and all went well. His arm had been shattered, and he was in surgery for several hours as surgeons tried to repair his arm. He was listed in critical condition in the ICU by the afternoon, but at 6:30 p.m., the news came to the waiting room that Lieutenant Tommy Collins had died of an apparent heart attack. Imagine the emotions from all of the law enforcement officers who were waiting, knowing that Fowler was just a short distance away in the emergency room. Officer Steve Pruitt recovered his gunshot wound, and Officer Don Gossett was treated and released for a bullet crease and brick wall fragments that had lodged in his leg. Dan Fowler was arrested and charged with capital murder and 2 counts of attempted capital murder. Fowler requested a change of venue for his trial. It was his opinion and the opinion of local attorneys that he would not get a fair trial in Wichita County because of all the publicity and the widespread anger in the community. Fowler was granted a change of venue, and the trial was moved to Potter County. 8 weeks were spent selecting a jury for Fowler's trial in Amarillo. A jury was finally chosen, and the trial was to begin on September 5th, 1990. But at midnight, just hours before the trial was to begin, Fowler requested a plea bargain. He agreed to 3 life terms. Fowler would not be eligible for parole for 45 years, and with this sentence, he would most likely die in jail. Wichita County District Attorney Barry Maka made sure to get approval from the Collins family before he accepted the plea bargain. As Fowler stood before Wichita County Judge Bob Brotherton for his official sentencing, he laughed and smirked. Brotherton, as a stipulation of the plea agreement, said that Fowler could never appeal the sentence. That didn't stop Fowler from trying. On March 13, 1995, Fowler filed an application for writ of habeas corpus, stating a violation of several amendments, including the 4th, 5th, and 6th Amendments. In his rambling statement, he gave an account of his version of what happened the day he shot 3 police officers, claiming self-defense. He said, "Pruitt was about 50 to 60 yards away from me when he drew his weapon, and he started shooting at me. He completely emptied his gun as I stood there, and then reloaded his gun and emptied again at me again. Only then did I purposely shoot him in the right arm to stop him from shooting me. Another officer came around the side of the building and appeared to be about to shoot me, so I deliberately shot into the brick wall next to him, showering him with brick fragments that hit him in his leg. I went back into the house for more ammo and went back out to where I had been. When I saw Pruitt reload his gun, I turned and started across the driveway where Officer Collins shot me in the back, in my left shoulder. I turned around and shot Officer Collins in the right arm, again in a deliberate attempt to make it so he couldn't shoot me no more. Then I turned, and another officer hid behind the van in the driveway. Never at any time did I try to kill those officers. I only fired in self-defense to make them stop shooting me. Because Fowler agreed to the plea bargain, justice was served. He will spend the rest of his life in prison. Officer Steve Pruitt and Officer Don Gossett did not have to relive that day in court. Most importantly, the Collins family didn't have to sit through days and days of a trial and hear how Lieutenant Tommy Collins was murdered. Well, that's the story for this time, y'all. Next month, I'm going to read a story out of my brand new book called Murder During the Holidays in Texas. And I haven't picked out a story yet, but they all happened around a holiday of some sort. So I will catch y'all next month. Have a good one, and we'll see you later. Bye.